WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max on air here with the great Tony Paventa, and we have a very, very special guest calling in on the phone lines right now. Lupe Dragon, how are you doing?
I've been better, but not so bad. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing well, and yeah. Just to let you know that you and your father are in our prayers today.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate your dedication to calling in to get this interview going here on WSJU Radio at St. John's University.
Thank you so much. It means a lot to me and my family. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're very welcome. And we want to jump right into this now. So tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and what got you into music.
From Lincoln Park, NJ, I've been making music probably since I was, started writing when I was about 16. But I've been a part of music. I mean, I've been doing, choirs and drama clubs, stuff like that since the youngest age, maybe 3 or 4. I think what got me really into writing was, like, a therapy for me, just to kind of, write these songs and kind of, tell a story and, the expression that I could have and talk with other people and share my music with others when I play live shows. And I think that's really what really got me into it is the music that I grew up listening to, the bands that I was interested in, and just kind of, I think it just really started from there, probably.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you have a project out now as well, Can't Even Stand It, which I highly recommend everyone to go check out.
Check it on YouTube.
Yes, I do. I have a 6-song EP. I dropped this February 10th. I actually recently had a hacking incident, so I had to re-upload the EP through DistroKid, but it's all there. You can listen to it right now. I also have a video out for Can't Even Stand It, directed by the great Ray Bentley, which is pretty awesome. He's also a local artist that I'm proud to really call a great friend of mine. He's awesome. The people that I worked with on the BP and the video and, the whole thing has been pretty amazing across the board. Sounds definitely means a lot if everybody could go check it out.
So, Lupe, is there any names, any people that you want to shout out for the helping contribute to this work that you put out on YouTube? Any, names, any people that contribute in any way?
Definitely Shane Statton and Matt Philippek from Architects Studios, also Kurt Wobenhorst. They were a great part on the making of the EP. Bu Vallis, who mastered the EP, he did a fantastic job on it. Alls Class, a.k.a. City Creating, for the feature on Can't Even Stand It, he was amazing. The verse that he delivers really shows the message I was trying to get across about positivity and loving yourself. And definitely, I want to shout out my parents, especially my mom and my dad, especially now, my sister, and all my friends who were across the board just helping me push the EP out, listening on repeat. Those are the people definitely want to make. My makeup artist, Maxine, who helped do the makeup for the photo shoot and the video shoot. A lot of people. Really like to think, I don't know if I can name them all right now at the top of my head, but everybody who was a part of this, Jim Arabella, who did the album artwork shoot, a lot of people who were involved in this that I probably forgot the name, but a lot of help across the board.
Now, one of your visuals is up on YouTube as well, which I highly recommend everyone to go check out, Can't Even Stand It, and now you have a rapper that comes on this track as well.
Yes, we do. That is Alls Class. He's the one that does the verse on Can't Even Stand It.
So tell us a little about the rapper that you had featured. What's his background, and how did you come into contact with him?
So I actually had a friend in mind for the verse. I sent it to him, and he was like, I don't know if I could really write something that's going to fit this song, so I'm going to give you this guy named Alls Class, Spencer Lim. And I found him on Fiverr.com, which is a freelance website, and I hired him for the song. I was like, I have this song. I really need a strong verse to kind of just tell the story. And he's like, okay, I got you. And he wrote up the verse, and I listened to it a few times, and that's how he got to be a part of the song. So it was through my one friend, who he knows who he is. He wants to remain anonymous and not known that he was actually part of this, but he definitely helped me meet Alt Class and get him on the record.
And as we all know that you play the guitar as well, so tell us a little bit about when you started playing guitar.
I started playing when I was about 12 or 13. I'm self-taught mostly online. I watched a bunch of YouTube videos. I went to lessons at Shamrock School of Music for a little bit with Vince Gianello, who is absolutely amazing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped going to lessons. Got a little bit expensive for my parents, but I, you know, started to learn more and more chords, basic chords. I got a capo, and from there, a lot of my songs are written with a capo, because my hands are pretty small. but for the most part, that's where it starts from, just a little riff, and then I kind of go from there with songwriting.
Not to like take a negative downturn on this question, but after I graduated, I believe you were a sophomore when I graduated. I don't even remember at this point. You were a sophomore. It seems so long ago now, but like unfortunately, there were. I don't even tell you this. There were when I graduated. There were three suicides.
Really?
In my high school, and I know that like. That Lupe was still going to school when that stuff was like happening and stuff. So, like, tell me what was like the vibe going on locally at the time, and like, did that have any impact on the music that you make? You know,
it definitely. I mean, honestly, during that time when that stuff was going on, definitely, it affected the way that I was thinking, because the negativity was just. Terrible. I also was going through my own thing as far as suicidal thoughts and whatnot, and I struggled. I was going through a loss of friends, loss of like hope. I was also going through stuff with coming out to my family, which was like very, very hard. So honestly, a lot of that took a toll on me, but I think songwriting was the best thing for me, because all the negative stuff that I was going through, I wrote them in a notebook that I actually still have all the negative songs and feelings that I got out. And I think the best thing for me was to write out those negative feelings, put them out, and then heal from it. Because even though I didn't know these three kids that passed away at our high school, I felt it. A lot of my friends were close to these kids, and I just, you know, I was there for them, and the school... the town, there's a lot to take in, but definitely I think songwriting helped me kind of cope in my own way.
Mm-hmm. And my condolences go out to the families of the people who passed away. And I want to get into some of your first tracks. What was the first one that you displayed for people, presented it in front of them, and they were like, wow, you should really take this seriously and do this for a career?
I think it was Addicted, really. That song's actually the
the song that's on the EP, yep.
Yeah, the fourth track on the EP. I wrote that when I was about 15 or 16, and I actually did that at the talent show one year at school. And that one has been like a fan favorite, call it, for a long, long time. So I think it was a little after that I started to write more, and I would put songs on SoundCloud and stuff like that, which I no longer have a SoundCloud now, but I have all those old songs on there. I think it was probably last winter, really, that I decided I want to hit the studio and I want to go for it. And I kind of pushed myself to actually take it seriously. I found the studio, started writing more, and I was actually at the time, again, going through another breakup, and what I did was I challenged myself to write positive or more positive songs, and that's where this EP stemmed from, was writing more positively and kind of taking that approach. There are two songs on the EP that are, you know, not that positive, but, you know, this is like real stories and real emotions, and just like trying to help kind of get those stories out there, and also just like having fun with it and putting myself out there.
You can ask him, Max. He got some.
And yeah. another question I have for you regarding your music is it happens from time to time. What mind frame do you think is best for you when writing your songs?
Probably going to make me sound like a sap, but like probably the two best mind frames is either like going through some form of heartbreak or anger, or being in love, or starting to talk to someone, because I feel like those are the two places that I really write from, are like love and heartbreak, mostly heartbreak. Like my old stuff that I used to write in high school, a lot of it was all like very, very, very dark actually. But I think like those places, like you could, if when you have something to talk about, it's very easy to talk about that, especially when it's like a fresh wound, or it's like a new found, person who comes into your life, and you can like, they like spark something in you. I think it's the best time when you could write something. So usually it's when something just sparks something, like something that I'm going through, or a person that I meet, or a person that I wish I never met, or, just the experiences I have with everyone on a day-to-day basis, and I kind of write from that.
Lupe, the first time I saw you perform, it's a very interesting place. It was at a variety show at the high school in your, I believe, when did you transfer? You transferred as a sophomore?
Yeah, sophomore year.
Yeah, that's the first time. Max, mm-hmm. I just saw her because I was working in the AV club, working with a camera that didn't have a charger. Mm-hmm. So we would work with low battery life. But I'm just like filming the stage, and I see this, small girl, because Lupe, I'll tell you this, you are very small. Very small.
Yeah.
Especially from like up top, like very small. But like it's just like, so I see her and this other kid. I forget, she was, and she sang, what was the song? Say something.
Say Something? Yep. Chris Lee.
Oh, yeah, it was. Wow. Because, like,
long time ago,
and, like, just didn't know who she was, and I was like, damn, she can sing. She did a really good job. Like,
I believe it.
Absolutely.
Because you brought me the video a few weeks ago, and you said, I have someone for you to get on your show, and I said, show it to me. And he's like, I don't know if you'll want it because it's not hip hop. But I was like, I do R&B and all the singing as well. And you said, and he showed it to me. And I was like, you got an awesome voice. I'll tell you that. It's like,
Thank you. It's insane.
It reminds me of like R&B at the same time. Like, it's like soulful. And plus, you're playing a guitar. It's different. I'll tell you that. But it's amazing.
Absolutely. So you said before that you did a lot with like drama club. Tell us a little bit about that.
Can you repeat the question again?
Like you said that you did a lot of stuff with drama, like the drama club.
I did like, that's where I met Anthony and was like doing, it was Grease. We did that show, and then I went on to do a couple more shows, Charlie Brown. I was in a couple plays, Midsummer Night's Dream, and that was kind of my outlet, really, in high school. That was, like, the, like, niche that I became a part of. And so with that, I just, I worked on performing-wise. I think it wasn't until junior year of high school I really, like, amplified that when I would perform on stage, and it only just made me a better performer because I could put on a show. And that was just a lot of fun. I actually miss acting. I haven't been in a show, I think, for a good, like, I want to say now, 2 years.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
It is. I might get back into it at my current school now, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it, just like you said, those times were very, very fun. And it was always after school, so it was very laid back. Very laid back environment.
We had a crazy director, Sylvia Bell. man.
Oh yeah, very. Oh yeah, our director was like, she was just like, if there was a Broadway encyclopedia book, she would be like birthed from that book.
Yeah.
It's like, and she's like, you know, like those very theatrical people.
Oh yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
She's like that times 10.
Wow.
This is not Butler High School. This is Broadway. Yeah, she was all in it. It was great. And, you know, I think she's also a good influence on me, just kind of wanting, she would always try to, like, push me, like, more and more and more. And that's when I kind of just, like, I just kind of went for it. And once I did that, I learned to just be comfortable with myself on stage and, you know, just be myself. And that was the greatest feeling, honestly.
Now, what has been your favorite performance so far?
Wow, I'd say the last one that I did, which was Braveathon for Brave New Radio. That was absolutely amazing. So it's about 15 hours of live music, and each hour there's a performance by a local artist, and then they do an interview after. And I think that experience was amazing and overwhelming at the same time because it was filmed. There's three cameras looking at me, and then one that came on kind of like a little bit of like a crane thing. Oh my god, it was honestly amazing, and I had a lot of fun doing that.
So tell us, when it comes to like musical artists and like genres, who really influenced you, like in any genre, like rock, R&B, hip hop, like what's your taste?
I listen to everything. I feel like this is not something I listen to, but people who influenced me songwriting wise are definitely Ed Sheeran heavily, and Andrew McMahon from Jackson Mannequin. I like grew up listening to him. He's an amazing songwriter, like probably like one of the first, like definitely the first band I fell in love with. I remember the day that I found out who he was because I watched an episode of One Tree Hill, which, by the way, that show has an amazing track list to it. So I found a lot of my favorite bands on that show, including Dashboard, Confessional, Jimmy Eat World, Fall Out Boy was on that show too. And then other stuff that I listen to nowadays, a lot of my friends nowadays, you know, they make rap. So like I've gotten heavily into like Post Malone, and like, recently I got into Travis Scott. He's got a couple of good songs out there. I also do like older stuff like Eminem or old Beyonce, Rihanna. I could pretty much listen to any given thing, you know, if I like it, I'll listen to it. I'm not too picky when it comes to music, except country is not my favorite, but I do appreciate the elements that it does bring to some songs.
I like that.
Well, I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
I like that thought process around music because there's a lot of people around here that just strictly listens to the mainstream hip hop, and I think people need to listen to all genres of music.
I've got a story for you that involves her. It's very, very funny. It's stuff with like, we were doing, when I was in Greece, this is my senior year, a kid that I was acting with, he was another character. He was one of the he was one of the greasers. He had this song where he had to play the guitar, and for some reason it was almost like we had to make it seem like he was actually playing the guitar, and he had to learn the chords, but he couldn't play guitar for his life. So they gave Lupe the job of teaching this kid the right chords within, like, how many weeks was that, Lupe, they gave you? Like 3 weeks to teach him the chords?
I don't even remember at this point. I don't think, like, 3 or 4 weeks. It was, like, it was maybe a month or two before we put on the show. And I said, oh, well, I'll take it upon myself to teach him. And I got my own stuff. I brought it to him, and he did fairly well. But like, it still was like you could. I mean, he had to act like he kind of like didn't know how to play. So I mean, like, I guess it kind of played out.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe, At least I got the chord shape. That was like C, 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 A, A minor, F, 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 G, 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 G,
yep, all of that. All of that. And now she's flooding memories back into me. Crazy stuff.
So, Lupe, what's next for you now? Are you going to be releasing some more content, more hits soon?
Right now, I might do another video that's still on the table. I definitely want to work on the next EP. That's definitely something I'm working on. Yes, there's another EP that I probably want to put out in 2020. It's a concept EP about a breakup, but this one's going to be a little bit more, maybe a little bit more sad, but it tells a story. Like lyrically, it tells a story from the beginning, you know, so like falling in love with someone to the end of like a breakup and the circle effect. So I think like this is going to be really amazing to really show you guys my storytelling skills as far as like writing out the story, and hopefully someone can take something out of it. So those are the next couple plans, and definitely I have a couple shows coming up. On Sunday, I'll be back on Brave New Radio, Bridget Spence Cycle, so it's a live performance and an interview there as well. May 25th, I am also playing an indie night at Club Rock in Booton with a bunch of other artists, including Gina Royale, Kay Roman, Eric Contractor, Beto, Twisted Oak, and a few other artists. And more to come. Everything should be posted on my Instagram, my Twitter, and whatnot. So if you guys want to come out to the show, be really awesome.
Oh, we appreciate that. Yeah. And we'll definitely be looking forward to the EP that you'll drop in 2020. And everyone stay tuned to her Instagram at Lupe the Dragon, Twitter as well. Now, is there anything else you want to promote or say to the audience before we close out?
Last thing I want to say is be well, be safe, and just enjoy your time on this earth and on this planet, you know, and stay positive. That's what I'm trying to tell myself right now at this time. So I hope you guys stay safe and stay well with yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, Lupe. We appreciate it. And we're going to be putting your music in the rotation here at WSJU Radio, St. John's University. And I will be posting this on my Instagram, the interview up on my website, my podcast website as well, so everyone can hear it. And we'll be promoting you up here just as much as we do every other artist.
Awesome. And thank you for having me. No appreciate it.
No problem. It was a pleasure. And our prayers are with you and your family at this time.
Thank you so much. Yes. Appreciate it a lot.
Yes. Peace and love, and be safe.
Yep.
Be safe. Peace and love.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was Lupe Dragon.
Yep.
Thank you again for calling in. And she has a lot of talent, a lot of potential, and I highly recommend everyone go check out her Instagram, Lupe the Dragon, her YouTube, Lupe the Dragon. She has a visual, Can't Even Stand It, an EP consisting of 5 songs. A lot of talent there. Can't Even Stand It can apply to a large audience because it's soul, and she's playing the guitar as well, so she's actually using instruments here. We're not just sitting in front of a mic. And it's a duo with a rap artist, all's class. So I think that would appeal to this audience. So let's put down the garbage. Let's put down Old Town Road. Throw that in the garbage. Let's listen to some real music out here. Can't Even Stand It. Summertime, Pretty Dirty Things, Pain, Not the Same, and Addicted. Go check out some real music, real instruments for once. I highly recommend it. And this is DJ Mad Max and
Tony Paventa.
We're signing off right now. We'll be back on the airwaves around 6:30 with the Conspiracies, Crimes, and Curses podcast. We'll be doing the Kurt Cobain conspiracies, all the coverage, Nirvana. If you want to call in, the number is 718-990-3758 to talk conspiracies regarding Kurt Cobain and anything conspiracy related as well. And again, Lupe the Dragon, Can't Even Stand It, playing right now. WSJU Radio, St. John's University, Queens, New York. Stay tuned.
There's a lot of people here that really think they got it all, and they're cocky and they think they're smart, but I think we're small. Got nothing on you, and they can even prosper. You are one of a kind, and they can even live off it. And it's really kind of funny how you change your mind the same way you change your hair. Kind of funny the way you hate yourself, but you love me saying that I'm perfect, but I'm really not. You should know that. Oh, 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 oh. You are beautiful, and you don't know it, and I can't even stand it. You're so beautiful. God damn it, anyone can have it, but you're so beautiful. Not everyone deserves a gem, it's all so beautiful.
Like sun rays at a beach, skipping rocks at a creek, 12 feet diving deep. Mail delivery a few days earlier than expected, when you could only afford 3 to 5 day standard shipping. There's a lot of people here who think their beauty is fiction. A lot of people here spending racks on beauticians. Excuse the scoff at it, you already all dead. Anyone who says differently, tell they ass to fall back deep in a bottomless guise that resembles the depth of your eyes. Fuck the lies, who told you otherwise? You're beautiful like that song I heard once upon a time. The world sees it, you're not easy to find. One of a kind, a whole dollar to dimes. We go together like parallel lines, watches in time, white collars and crime. The clip, the whole nine, true spit is no lie. Like watching seagulls from a cruise ship. You so fly, so soar high. Love's on the rise for once in a lifetime. Sight for sore eyes, immortalized. They hate what they don't understand why. You gotta mortify, expect to show imperfections, a step lower in line. There's a lot of people here who think they really the shit, but I expect they reconsider seeing the beauty you possess.
You are beautiful. But if I'm worth it, then you're worth it. Imperfect, I'm so imperfect. Let's make this work, let's make this work, yeah. You got the stunning sensation. You'll be the greatest, ain't no imitating. Let this Aiden be the new sensation. 'Cause baby,